Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? We're going to wrap up November 26, 2014, the day before Thanksgiving with a short podcast. And I just want to encourage all of you, have an amazing weekend. Yours truly is going to be off to Europe tomorrow. I'll try to sneak in a podcast before I leave. Not sure of the schedule yet tomorrow, Thanksgiving morning. I'm going to go see my daughter in the hospital and then spend time with, obviously, my rest of my family here, and then I'm going to fly out. But I just want to encourage everybody over the holidays, really understand, man, you have greatness inside of you, so much greatness inside of you. I know there's a lot of negative influence. You may even be around family this weekend, and you're not going to be able to share your dream with them, which I know is sad. It's kind of counterintuitive. You'd think your family would be the most supportive, or maybe they're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of understand what you're doing. Right. Your Uncle Billy tried that a few years ago, but I think he failed. Didn't he go bankrupt or where'd he go to jail? I can't remember. But you got to understand, if you're spending time around friends and family, you got a few days off. And again, this is in the United States. We have Thanksgiving. We're celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend. So not that this would not apply to everybody every day of the year, but I'm kind of thinking about this for our friends in the U.S. that are having a holiday. They got some time off and you're going to be spending time with friends and family. And if you're not in the U.S., please use this as well. Whenever you're around individuals and you're going to share your dream with them, understand this, okay? That very few people are going to actually get what you're talking about. And you cannot give more energy to that than you would hanging around a really super duper incredibly smart mastermind team, all right? Matter of fact, you keep your family and your friends in your life for a reason. They're your family, they're your friends, either they're related to you by blood or your friends have been with you since high school or college. They're good people, man. These aren't bad people. They're just bad for your dream. So how do you distinguish between the two? How do you not hang around them, and how do you not take the information? You have to stand guard mentally at the entrance of your mind, all right? They don't mean bad. Most people don't even know what they don't know. You might be hanging around people for the holidays, and they're going to be saying, oh, yeah, I don't get that, or people are just been talking about their job. Say, well, you know, I only got 10 years left of retirement, and you're thinking, oh, my God, I can't take this. I'm going to just understand, all right? Good people, they can still help you. You can help them in their lives, whatever that means to you. You don't have to cut them completely out if you don't want to. You don't got to be like Sam Crowley and delete every name out of your cell phone unless you really want to soar high. But understand this much. There's not going to be a lot of people who get you. I get you. I understand exactly what it is you want to do. You want to get something off the ground. You want to get moving. You want to start a business. You want to be free. You ultimately just want to do whatever it is, what you want, when you want, with who you want. I get that. I also understand that it's going to be difficult at first, but boy, is it a hell of a lot of fun. It really is. Maybe you want to do something like this. You want to create some audios. Do it. You know how you find the market? It's just talk to people, not people who don't get you. That's not the people you go to. Share your ideas with individuals who you know they think a little bit differently. All right, they're not always quick to judge. They're not certainly not negative people. Don't do that because then you're just going to beat your head against the wall and say, I hate this. Nobody gets me. No, don't do that. You know at least a handful of people that don't think negatively all the time. They're open-minded. Maybe they have that same entrepreneurial bug that you got bit by. Share your dream with those people over the holidays. Talk to them. Get them inspired. And boy, I'll tell you, if you want to take it to the next level, if you've got a product or a service, maybe you're a website consultant. Maybe you're somebody that builds platforms online or offline. Maybe you've got a product, a service to sell. Give that to them for free. Do some work for these people at no charge so you can get some feedback. It's the best kind of feedback to get if they're not jaded, if they're not a family member or a close relative or a close friend who's going to think, oh, geez, you're doing this now? Geez, what happened to the old Sam Crowley? How many times I heard that? Who are you and what have you done with the old Sam Crowley? I'm like, who the hell is the same person they were 10 years ago? If you're the same person you were 10 years ago, God, do I feel sorry for you. Your life is so incredibly boring. You're one of those people that are dead at the age of 25, and it's just going to take 50 years to bury you, all right? Don't go to those people. Go to individuals and offer your service or your product either at a severely steep discount. I would encourage you to do it for free, however. I can't tell you how much consulting, coaching, and speaking I gave away at no charge so I could get the gift of feedback, get a testimonial, and say, hey, I did that for them. That's awesome. And then it helped me put a price on it because then I would come back and say, hey, if this were a fee, what would you pay for it? You know, what would you pay for this coaching? What would you pay for this audio CD? This is what I was asking people. Hey, here's a complimentary CD, The Everyday Saturday Story. What would you pay for that? Oh, geez, I mean, I've paid $97 online for audios just like this, but I don't know, a half that maybe, 40. I'm like, damn, I was going to charge like $7. Okay, all right, good stuff, good stuff. And what do you pay for coaching? You ever pay? You ever anybody? Yeah, you know, I paid $1,000 here, $500 an hour, $100 an hour, whatever it is. Just find out. Just ask them, what would you pay? And if they don't have any idea, they don't have any frame or effort, geez, I don't know, $10. Well, you don't use that. There's always going to be outliers. Somebody's going to say, I'd pay $10,000. Other people say, I don't know, $20. Okay, those are outliers. Throw out the high, throw out the low. What's the median number inside of all that? Great stuff, guys. Over the holidays, share your dream with dreamers, right? Share your product, your service with people that value it, okay? They're not going to snicker. Don't find those people, guys. They're everywhere. If you really want to beat yourself up and lose sleep at night and wondering why the world is so screwed up, go hang around enough of those people, right? You'll be on 7 different medications before the end of the holidays just thinking how to end up in this pile of stuff. Share your dream, share your product, share your service. Get out and get going. But I just want to let you know, short show right now. Wrap it up. I'm going to get back to the family. Kids are home from school. We're baking pies this morning. Yes, that's something you got to pray for. Yours truly baking cherry and apple pies with my girls. My wife's at the hospital with our youngest daughter. And this could end very badly. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Great memories. Kids will be talking about it. Remember Dad screwed up the pies. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Understand you have greatness inside of you. Your best days haven't even happened yet. Don't share your dream with negative people. Share them with people who understand. They get it. I get it. If you want to share it with me, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Happy Thanksgiving to all my friends in the U.S. Happy rest of the week, year, and your life to everybody else outside of the U.S. Remember, every day we should be giving thanks and being grateful for just being alive, man. We woke up on the right side of the ground. True, true. The only thing standing between you and your dream is that crazy story. You've been telling yourself that you can't get it done. Eliminate the story and start moving. Sam Crowley, have the best day.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.